Randy.
Daniel.
Hon Esther.
Good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will start with a L'shem Yechud. L'shem Yechud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Dei Bit Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu. Liakta Shem Yud He Bavavke. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Bayim L'Kayim Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer. La'asot Nachat Ruach L'Yotzreinu V'La'asot Ratzon Boreinu. V'Hino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Well, now read some verses from Psalms in preparation for the bracha. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Elohei Wahei, Hasdecha Leolam Ma'asei Adicha El Tereh. Ebra le'Elohim el yom va'el gomer alai. V'ya'avor alayich v'yareth me'tavoseset. V'damayich v'yamar lecha. V'damayich chayei v'yamar lecha. Parki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gedalat, Meod Hod Vehadar Levashet, O Teor Veshalama. No teshamayim kaira. Baruch ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yud Hei Vav Hei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Samachay, the first letters of the last two words, have a gematria of 65. Same gematria as Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, a name of God dealing with the physical world and malchut. Hayom echad aser yom le'almer shehem shavua echad v'arba'a yamim. Today is the 11th day of the Omer, which is 1 week and 4 days. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. Amen. Now we're going to connect to this menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We'll stop at a word and we'll stop at a letter. Lam natseach in ginot mizmor shir. Elohim, Yechanenu Vivarkenu, Yair Panav Itanu Sela, Lada'at Ba'aretz Darkecha, Bekol. The Midrash teaches that Bakol is a name for the daughter of Abraham and Sarah. The meaning of the word Bakol is in all, or everything. What do you lack that does not allow you to conceive of yourself as complete in all things? How can you fill these lacks and help other people with the same actions? Goyim Yeshuatecha Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Yismechu Viranenu. The letter Vav is a metaphor for a channel as well as the Torah. Utilize this channel called Torah to help bring you to balance today and every day. It is also used as the word and in Hebrew, a connecting word. It is a tool to connect and unify. Use this Vav to unify all of the people that you love with all of the other people that you love. Le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanem sela Yoducha amim kulam Elohim Yoducha amim kulam Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. We'll now say the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Kedulat Yemincha Tati Aleph Bet Gimel Yitach Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Venu. The letter Shin. The letter Shin is a letter that represents passion, but it also is a letter that represents balance. It's also a letter that connects to the energy of life through the three vavs that make up the Shin. And we learn today, again, the meaning of the letter Vav. When there's three of them, there's one on the right, one on the left, and one on the center. Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yutav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Petkuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yahid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Sadiyutaf In this 11th journey in the desert, the children of Israel left Alush and camped in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. This journey is connected to the Shin in the second verse of the Anabakoa. Rephidim means weakness, referring to the stage of life when we experience an intense crisis of faith, greater than the one at the Sin Desert, questioning God's presence among us. Rephidim is a diminishing of spiritual commitment or passion. Their hands weakened from the words of Torah and the fulfillment of mitzvot. To the extent that Moses named the place testing and argument, because the people had argued and had tested God. They had asked, is God with us or not? And when we are in this state of weakness, we become vulnerable and open to attack from the powerful forces of doubt and apathy. Amalek arrived and attacked Israel there in Rephidim. There is only one way to fight Amalek, which is the nation connected to the energy of doubt. That tool is the word Vadai, intertwined with your name. If you do not have this combination, write to me and request it. Ribono Shel Olam, Ata Tzivitanu Al Yedei Moshe, Avdecha lispor sefirot haomer Kedei letacharenu miklipotenu untumatenu Kimo shekatavta betoratach uspartem Lachem macharat hashabbat Miyom haviachem et omer hatenufa Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Teina Mimicharat HaShabbat HaShavit Tesaferu Chamishim Yom Kedei Sheyitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizo Hamatam Uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebisut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Ma Shebagamti Besefira Netzach Shebegevura Netzach Shebegevurah represents eternal victory in the frame of judgment. Eternal victory, Netzach, other words for this Sefirah, endurance, eternal victory, persistence. Netzach is an expansive force that acts on the world and gets things done. Netzach is connected to prophecy. How does one bring the essence of eternal victory to bear in the frame of judgment? What does victory look like as judgment? V'et taher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The Sadiqim who left today, which is the 26th day of Nisan, Rabbi Nachman Tulshinur ben Rabbi Avraham Halevi, Yehoshua ben Nun, Joshua, the second leader of the children of Israel, Rabbi Ephraim Navon, Rabbi Moshe Halberstam, and Rabbi Moshe Teitelbaum, the Satner Rebbe, who passed away in 2006. And the prophet for this 11th day of the Omer, this prophet that is connected to Netzach Shiva Geburah, is God, the Navi, God the prophet, G-A-D, not G-O-D. Gematria of Netzach Shebegevurah has an external gematria of 666. And this is the gematria of the Hebrew phrase, the Aron HaKodesh, or the Holy Ark. 666, as we all know, or most of us will know, is a number that in people who follow the man from Nazareth feel that this is a negative number. And that's coming from their souls who recognize that the 666 is actually three vavs, three, which is the shin of passion, three vavs, which is the shin of balance. Three times six is 18, which is the Hebrew word chai. Much to contemplate, much to unlearn. And now we will pray for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash so that we can count the Omer in earnest as the Torah requires us to do, in addition to the counting the Omer as a rabbinic commandment. Harachamanu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim koma bim hera yameinu. And we shall all say amen. Does anyone have any questions? Shabbat shalom to all. Havdalah at 6 p.m. West Coast time tomorrow evening, Saturday evening. 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. 8:30, we will again count the Omer. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.